This is Metro Connection. I'm David Furst. The impact of Hurricane Katrina hit home for multiple reasons this week. The magnitude of the probable loss of human life began to sink in. High prices at the pump had many of us rethinking the way we travel by car. And people from the hardest hit areas that, until now, we've only seen on TV and in the newspapers, came to town. Evacuees from the Gulf Coast arrived at the D.C. Armory to much fanfare. Fanfare that will inevitably go away at some point, but they will still be faced with the daunting prospect of rebuilding their lives from scratch. We spend time now with some of the, at least temporarily, D.C.-based survivors of Hurricane Katrina, and we also hear from local residents who stopped by the Armory to offer support.
I'm from New Orleans, Lucille Smith, and we all mixed up, everybody split up. But the people treating me well here, I'm okay. First time flying, I was scared, but I made it. Yeah, but it's all right now. I feel a lot better. Okay.
My name is Mr. Eddie Charles Davenport. I'm from New Orleans. I stay on LaSalle Street. And the water was so high in the house, so I just decided to leave. And I'm kind of glad I did. I guess this is better. I'm dry here, so I'm okay. I'm sorry I left my little dog Chi-Chi at home. I hope she don't die. Because I left her food and everything, but it might not last long enough. I might be a while, okay?
Linwood McCarthy, D.C. I came out and see if some friends I have from New Orleans, see if I could see them, you know, and help them out if I could. No luck so far.
Linda Nichols from Oxon Hill, Maryland. And I'm down here to see if I can help a family who needs housing. I have 2 bedrooms available.
My name is Yolanda Hodge, and I'm from Washington, D.C. I have family in New Orleans I can't find. I'm here trying to search because it's better physically than over the phone because all information is not being handled expediently.
My name is Reginald Brown, and I'm from Washington, D.C., and I live about 5 minutes from here, and I came here with the hopes of maybe just taking a family out to breakfast, you know, some type of normalcy, because I know being inside with 300 people eating at one time, that's not normal at all.
My name is Melba Benjamin. I'm from New Orleans, Louisiana. I'm looking for my son. His name is Ricky Benjamin. He's 19 years old. I last saw him on my birthday, which was the 28th of August. His birthday is August the 29th. He left to go by his grandmother. The last thing I understood them saying that she was going to Alexandria, Louisiana. We tried the information and everything out there. Phones are dead, so I just want to hear his voice and know he all right, and I want him to know we all right.
My name is Jacqueline Smith. I'm from Alexandria, Virginia, and we are here to take all of the people from Pilgrims Baptist Church in Kenner, New Orleans. That was my uncle's church, and it was a large church in Kenner, and they called me. My aunt called me to see what I come down and check was any of the church members up here.
My name is Crystal Waters. I'm from Washington, D.C., in Northeast area, and I came down here to pass out some Bibles. I just stood here until my box was empty. I was able to pass them out, and one lady said, oh, thank you, I needed a Bible. So that made me feel really great.
Clinton Camp, I'm from New Orleans, Louisiana. I have my son and a son-in-law with me, and I'm also trying to relocate my wife. I was able to find out through the media that she was being transported to Houston, Texas. Because once we got evacuated from New Orleans, there never was any kind of communication where you were going and who were going where. Other than that, everything's fine. Well, life goes on. You gotta live with what you got put here with. Whatever they do, you go with it. So if you're alive and you're somewhere, it's not that bad.
My name is Alfred Phillips. I'm from Brooklyn, New York. I drove down last night about 2 o'clock in the morning. When I saw Mrs. Reed on TV last night with her 2 grandchildren telling her story of that horrific scene in the, was it the Superdome in New Orleans? That was the night I became outraged till I couldn't eat my food. I felt guilty eating my food. I said, well, I'm going to try to connect with this lady and these kids, you know. So if she's out there somewhere and she hears this, I have a 1995 town car waiting for you loaded down with goods. So I'd like to get that to her and maybe to help her at least get around.
It's Dick Turnbull, New Orleans, Louisiana. Rock and roll is alive and well. Every time I say it and realize I start crying again. It's rockandrollcollectibles.org. We have a website, and we will be alive again.